exercise change?
One of the things that I do, Matt, is when I also sit them down, I always ask them, do they understand basic physiology so they can understand the three energy systems and how they work and how they are going to be applied, because it's pretty critical. If you can explain that to them and they can understand that, they're going to get a fair idea of what their nutritional requirements are and their rest requirements and how you replenish and how it all works. Yeah, I do. I talk to them about exercise physiology. You know, your ATP system is pretty much, it's your creatine phosphate system that flicks on, and it's up to 10 seconds, and you've got X amount of that stuff in your body, and it depletes very quickly. And then you've got your anaerobic lactic system, lactate system, which, again, you know, it can be anything from 30 seconds to 2.5 minutes sort of thing, and you produce lactate, and then the byproduct's going to be, well, the byproduct is lactate. People think lactate's bad. It's not. Lactate can be resynthesized back as glycogen. It's just a byproduct. And if you can explain to them that, say, for instance, if they're doing jazzercise or something, which is really high impact, and they're going to produce massive amounts of lactate, then if you can find some exercise prescription that's going to help them, tolerate lactate, then they're gonna understand that they're gonna go through pain, but you can actually go beyond it, and it becomes a real mental thing.
Sure. So actually, preparing through either being informed about that stuff or reading up on it, you're gonna be able to get through that instead of thinking, "Oh, I've hit the wall and I should stop."
Well, I'll tell you something. I've been coaching for years and years and years, and in all my years of coaching, I've never known one athlete hardly one athlete that you hear people say, "I've hit the wall, I've blown to bits," and you go, "Bullshit." Go and get a blood test, and you tend to find they're anemic or their B12's down, and you go, "Hey, it's as simple as that. I just don't take it." If all of a sudden you get a drop in form, one of two things is happening. Either you've got some short-term overtraining, which can be fixed, or the croc, they're coming down with a virus or something. There's usually, and I would say 95% of the time, it's something stupid.